The leadership of the Junior Coalition Party Public Affairs is meeting to debate the outcome of last week's trial, in which the party's informal leader Vít Bárta was found guilty of bribery. Although Mr. Bárta had promised to pull out of high politics if he didn't clear his name, he now says he'll keep his deputy's post in the lower house and thus remain a member of the party's deputies club. Daniela Lazareva asked commentator Yeti Pehe for his thoughts on how this latest development may impact the government's future and who is now actually running the smallest party in government.
In my opinion, Vít Bárta is still behind the scenes controlling the party. I don't think that any of his colleagues, although some of them now criticize him carefully, but they do, is actually able to do anything significant without Bárta's approval. So, yes, his trial and sentence have to some extent weakened his position in the eyes of the public. But I think that since the Public Affairs Party is really firmly built around Vít Bárta, it will be very difficult for any new leader to do anything without Bárta's approval or assistance.
What are the implications of all this for the coalition government?
Well, the coalition government is in trouble simply because, on the one hand, the coalition partners of the Public Affairs Party, Top 09 and the Civic Democratic Party would like Mr. Bárta to go and to simply disappear from the political scene. But on the other hand, since the Public Affairs Party is basically Bárta's project, it will be very difficult for the Public Affairs to do so.
The coalition partners have now said that they find Mr. Bárta continued presence in politics totally unacceptable. But as you say, either they will have to accept him for the coalition to continue, or the coalition will come to an end. Is that it?
I think that they will be looking for the kind of solution that would at least optically make Bárta look like he took a back seat and that he's not really involved in day-to-day politics or the public affairs. But in general, I think that there will be a lot of willingness on both sides to find some kind of agreement. We have gone through these various crises concerning the public affairs many times now, and in the end, they always found a compromise simply because the three coalition parties cannot really afford not to find a compromise because none of those parties can face any elections right now without suffering major damages.
If Vít Bárta were to agree to let go the reins and let Carolina Píg take over, which seems to be what many people would like to see happen, does Carolina Píg stand any chance of building a solid party here, or is there no future for public affairs without Vít Bárta?
Well, I think that there is no future for public affairs with or without Vít Bárta at this point. The party has discredited itself to the point that it cannot really recover. I have not seen a Czech political party that would go into this kind of political slump and then would come back. It simply has not happened in Czech political history after 1989, and I don't think it will happen with the Public Affairs Party. So, yes, maybe if Vít Bárta steps aside and will not be involved in day-to-day politics, the party will look a bit more credible, and maybe there will be fewer coalition conflicts. But on the other hand, I don't think that the party can recover under the leadership of Carolina Píg, for example, to the extent that it would be able to be a viable competitor in the next election.
That was political analyst Yeti Pehe talking to Daniela Lazareva about, well, in his view, the rather dire future for the smallest government party, Public Affairs. If you've been watching developments with Public Affairs and would like to comment, be sure to write to us here at Radio Prague. The address is english@radio.cz. We're always looking forward to hearing from our listeners and for your views.